Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY and the Lucianne Lance Show. It's a story that really can only be told here in Michigan, how our area put the world on wheels. Our state, the state of Michigan, has the largest concentration of auto-related sites, attractions, and events in the world. And we attract millions of visitors each year because of that. Well, this week we're celebrating Michigan Automotive Heritage Day on Wednesday. And joining us this morning to talk about it, we welcome Shawn Pommaville-Size. She is the Executive Director of Motor City's National Heritage Area. What a great day to celebrate. And this is something that I think some of us here in Michigan take for granted, our role in the world of automotive.
True. Thanks for having me on, Lucianne. Being a National Heritage Area is a great honor for the citizens and the residents and the visitors to Michigan. A National Heritage Area is affiliated with the National Park Service, and it's only given if you tell a story, as you said, that can't be told anywhere else. And because of the investment of the cultures and the people and the companies and the natural resources also that went into building vehicles, we put the world on wheels, as we like to say. So it's an important story. It rises to a level of not only local attention, but it's an important story for the nation, for the whole world, actually. What we did with manufacturing in the 20th century.
It really is an incredible story and continues to be so, even in the ever-evolving world of automotive. Now, this marks the 9th annual Michigan Auto Heritage Day, Wednesday, November 30th, but your organization has actually been around for many years prior to that. Tell me a little bit about its origins.
Sure. We started out in 1998. It's created by an act of Congress, literally. You know, people joke about that, but a National Heritage Area is created by an act of Congress. So in 1998, it was co-sponsored by Congressman John Dingell and Senator Carl Levin created the Motor City's National Heritage Area. And we are now one of 55 in the country. They all tell a different story. So like we tell the story of the automotive, the Pittsburgh National Heritage Area tells the story of steel. Boston tells the story of sailing. There's one in Illinois that tells the story of Abraham Lincoln. So it can be about the people or it can be about natural resources that are unique to America, or it can be about industry. But whatever happened in that region, and that's why it's called an area. So it's a coming together of the natural resources, the culture, the people, the industry that creates a National Heritage Area, which is a public-private partnership. As I said, related to the National Park Service, but we are a private nonprofit, a public nonprofit corporation. And our goal is to promote and preserve this story, and we do that in a variety of ways. Michigan Auto Heritage Day is one of them, you know, and so in this particular instance, we've teamed up with Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the co-chairs of the Michigan Legislative Auto Caucus, who are Senators Wayne Schmidt, Senator Mallory McMorrow, and Representative James Tate to declare Michigan Auto Heritage Day on November 30th.
So this is a real day of celebration. How are you celebrating?
Well, by spreading the word. And so by letting people know that we have this heritage and to use it to grow our region economically and culturally. So we want Michiganders and visitors to be proud of this heritage that we have that is unique. And it's not, you don't have to go far to get that pride. You know, it's very, very little before you knew somebody's dad or uncle or mom who worked in the auto industry, whether it was on the line or, you know, for a company, or whether it was with the UAW, everybody seems to be connected. It seems to be in the DNA of Michigan, this this auto heritage. So we do it in a variety of ways. And this year, we're really focusing on the diversity and equity that is found in the stories of our auto heritage. So we've created this story program called Many Voices, One Story. And that can be found on our website, motorcities.org. And we tell the history there of the various cultures who impacted auto industry and vice versa. You know, so we tell stories of individuals or whole ethnic groups, the African American story in auto and the Great Migration North, from people with disabilities to telling their story, the first race car driver with autism is from Michigan. You can find and celebrate all of those stories and people on motorcities.org.
That is incredible. And certainly when you think about the industry itself, it drew in and continues to draw in just an incredible array of people. My late father was an engineer at General Motors at the Willow Run plant for nearly 50 years. And so, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about the industry and what it meant to not only to our family, but to our community and the state. And I do think that people now take that for granted, but it certainly is a rich heritage, Sean.
Oh, sure. The 40-hour work week arises from that. Good pay for a job well done. All of those sorts of things which were generated in the industry, which were promoted by the United Auto Workers, and that particular history of the UAW itself on this major industry are really inspirational stories. And now we might take them for granted, but you know, just recently, you know, when you have a day off, who can you thank? You can thank a laborer or somebody in the UAW, but as you say, you know, there's all these other aspects of it. There's the design and the creation of automobiles, which get a lot of people very excited. They're works of art in many, many ways. And so it is a very comprehensive history, and it really contributes to our cultural heritage as well as our economic development. So the heritage area, we're sort of a blanket over this area. There are boundaries. They are listed in the Department of Interior. But it, like I said, it's a lived-in landscape. It's private ownership, of course. And so with this blanket, we try and link together this vast array of auto museums, for example, or incredible architecture associated with the automobile, or the archives all over the state that have to do with the automobile or the UAW. It's just a very rich cultural heritage development, and it increases our tourism, and it contributes tremendously to the economic impact of the state.
I want to talk about that aspect, because that's a huge part of all of this. Our guest today is Sean Palmaville Size, and she is the executive director of the Motor Cities National Heritage Area. So the economic impact, absolutely incredible, generating about $500 million every year. Talk a little bit about that and what that means to this state.
Well, you know, predominantly those are around jobs in tourism. And so making the heritage area attractive to visitors, making it a part of the pure Michigan experience, it benefits us all. And it creates over 5,000 jobs a year in the tourism industry, a lot of them summertime jobs, but a lot of them full-time jobs as well. And it ends up bringing $40 million in tax revenue into the state of Michigan. So those things are very much a part of that impact of $490 million a year, which comes through the National Heritage Area.
And you can explore these various venues as well by going online to motorcities.org. And there's a big link right on the page there. It says Explore Motor Cities. And you can kind of put this on your itinerary. This in your page, actually, your website. What a great way for kids to learn. I love your story of the week that you put out each week. I've learned a lot just from reading those and the different varying aspects of history of the automotive industry here in Michigan, Sean.
Oh, that's great. Great. And for kids, we've got a newly launched program called Junior Ranger. And any of the your audience who's familiar with the national parks knows that there is a Junior Ranger program at each park. And we created one. It's specifically online right now. And it's for geared for kids in fourth grade. And it teaches them about their automotive past in a very creative and hands-on way. And, so that they are aware of this great past that they are coming from and what it might do in terms of their own futures.
How wonderful. What hope do you have for the future of this area in regards to automotive, particularly? We've seen, a lot of changes in the industry. And of course, electric is the big buzzword now. And where do you think we are going to land when it comes to that aspect of the automotive industry? Will we always be the center of automotive?
Well, that's debatable. I know that heritage-wise, we will be. And I know that it is a question of mobility now,
right,
as opposed strictly to auto mobility. So it is a living industry, and it is therefore changing. I know that increasing awareness of the massive amounts of expertise in the minds and heritage in the history of the work that we do makes us a natural place to increase the modern jobs, modern day jobs for automotive or automobility. So I think that the impact is that can do nothing but help us leverage as we continue to bring more automotive jobs into the state.
People can actually become a member of your organization, right?
Right. We want you to become a member of our organization and see all of the great things that we have to offer. We ask that you go to motorcities.org and you can scroll down to the page and learn about becoming a member. You can also subscribe to our Story of the Week, which you mentioned earlier, which is free. Membership has its benefits with reduced entrance fees and reduced discounts, rather, in the gift shops of so many of our partner organizations like the Henry Ford and the DIA and the smaller venues that tell the automotive story, like the Paquette plant here in Detroit, which was it's where the Model T was first built pre-assembly line. So it is one of the few factories you can still walk through from that era, and it's a delight to see it, and it's a delight to take part in its restoration and preservation.
Incredible. The collection that we have here of these organizations, museums, archives, factories, you name it, is pretty remarkable, and we're so glad that we're saluting this today. The Motor Cities National Heritage Area, which is part of our National Park Service, and we really love your organization and what you do to keep this going and to make sure that all of us understand and know and appreciate the automotive heritage here in our community. The 9th Annual Michigan Auto Heritage Day. And again, you're teaming up with Governor Whitmer and the legislature, declaring this day a very special day indeed. So nice getting to know you, Sean, and hearing this story. It's something that all of us need to take a look at and remember and share with our children as well.
Yes, it is. Thanks so much for having me on, Lucianne.
It's a pleasure. And check out their Facebook page as well. It's under Motor Cities, and you can go to motorcities.org. Our thanks to Sean Palmaville-Size. She is the Executive Director of the Motor Cities National Heritage Area. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.